Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Yes.
And before we talk about sports, we're going to talk about next Wednesday's show, Jack. And
7 days.
And you've been working your butt off. And I know from here on out, Bill and Smitty and the boys are going to start doing the decorating down at the park.
Get ready.
The weather sounds tremendous. It's going to be a lot different than last year when it was zero out. Where this year, they're saying it could be 60. So,
whoa.
We ain't going to need all the heaters this year.
Anyway. We might need air conditioners.
Thank God.
So, Jack, next Wednesday night... you know, we get a lot of, it's different than it was when we first started. Agree? Because of the amount of money.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think we can take that for granted. Yeah. You know what? I think we approach it like it's a reasonable amount. You know, mm-hmm. And not some God unbelievable
crazy amount.
Some crazy amount. But, you know, we've been contacted by at least a half a dozen families. All of them, you know, local as far as within a 15 or 20 mile radius, you know. And you have young dads that have died in accidents, and you've got young moms that are you know, fighting breast cancer, and you have just all kinds of things that, you know, at this time of year, things aren't good in those houses, and anything that we can do to lighten that load is what our intent is. And if they want to make house payments, pay electric bills, take the kids on a trip, whatever they want to do with that, with these donations is up to them. We just approach it like we just want to help. And we've got families that are in that position again this year.
Yeah.
And you know, Fee, we talk about this, that it seems like something is always coming up.
Something,
you know,
crazy,
and we'd love for this not to happen, but right. It does every year.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about last year, and I think that, and we'll have all the numbers of what we've done this year, but I think it's somewhere in the 30 to 35 families that we've helped out this year.
Yep.
And
that's huge.
It is.
Some of them have gotten a good amount of money. Some have gotten some, and all of that is just, you know,
And next week, and actually, folks, tonight, Jack is great at. He's going to introduce a couple of the families tonight, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. And then all week, Jack will be on Facebook, and we'll share his families and share Jack's post. And it just, you know.
If I know how to make my posts shareable.
Got to get that figured out.
I cannot
edit
figure it out.
Edit privacy. Three dots on top.
Yeah.
Hit it. Edit privacy. And then.
Put public.
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 Yep. Now everybody can share it.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Bob. I don't think I knew that. I think I did it accidentally one time, So I'm okay, but I would have never figured
that
out.
That is big.
That's big.
Do we have Venmo set up yet?
I think it's
on its way.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yep. It'll be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be ready.
Greg Lefevre's on it.
Yep. Is he?
Zero awesome. Problems. It'll happen.
Yep.
So
next Wednesday night,
7 o'clock.
Master Park.
From like... 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we have entertainment scheduled for about every half hour or
perfect.
So. A couple people calling in, and mm-hmm. we'll just have a good time and raise some money for people that need it.
And I think every year we hear from Father Matt, and I think Father Matt's calling in again. And
love Father Matt.
Everybody loves Father Matt, and Jack's got a Jack. You know, we our
Pastor
entertainment
Q,
we
Pastor
get.
Pastor Q will be doing a little singing, I'm sure.
Pastor Q coming up again, I'm sure. So
Pastor Q's coming up.
He usually comes up.
Yeah,
great and, singer.
We got to maybe have the ladies from the. From the Mary Help of Christians choir.
They will be here. You know what? It would have been neat to like look back at the first year and to see who came up that first year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the nuns were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think they missed a year.
You know,
Chuck has all those posted.
Yeah.
In a special file or something. I'm not
sure. They are now all on YouTube.
Is that right?
Chuck got the Fort Recovery Radio YouTube, and all of our shows are on. So if you want to go on YouTube, you can watch every one of our Christmas carols.
That's what it is. I knew there was something. It's way over my head, but that's...
So, like, are you guys like, I can't stand to watch it because I hate me.
So do we, but we still watch it.
We all have faces for radio. Unfortunately,
I love it. I laugh and I think, oh my God, how dumb are we?
And cry because there's some really.
Oh, yeah.
One year I had a 7-foot hat on. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln was there.
Four score.
Next Wednesday night, one of the greatest nights in Fort Recovery, just giving.
Yeah.
Of the greatest area, greatest town, and the greatest community. Area.
Unbelievable.
That it really is.
Let me just say that
we're blessed.
I have a cousin who helped me get this started, and he's a big time radio manager in Philadelphia of like 7 or 8 radio stations. He's been in Miami. He's been all kinds of places. He's kind of big time, and he knows some big time people, and he let some people know about this, and we got all kinds of messages last year that they couldn't believe that could possibly happen in a town of any size. And you know, we figure there's 40,000 people in Mercer County. That's $5 for every man, woman, and child in Mercer County. Now, it's not just Mercer County, and everybody didn't donate. There were some huge donations. There were a whole bunch of $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 donations. There's all kinds of stuff. But people know about this now.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing that you guys have done.
It's not about... It is not about the money. It's about the giving, you know, and that may not make any sense, but people have been looking for a way to help people for a long time. And all we did was give them an avenue to where they can't, you know what? 80% of the money that's given are given by people who say, "Don't mention my name." You
absolutely,
know?
Yeah.
And it's incredible, and it's humbling, and to be a part of it has been one of the coolest things that I've ever done.
It's pretty awesome.
I agree with you.
With that said, if you are a business or somebody who can write stuff off, we are going through the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. So it is a charitable donation through a legitimate 501c3. So you can write this off of your taxes, but that is not why most of our people are giving. It is a thing, and please do that if you have the opportunity, because that's that much more money that you have that you can give to us or something else. But it's important that you know that it is going through a 501c3 legitimate charity, and you can write it off of your taxes.
So, I have to get my butt home so I can send that out.
Get that baby out.
Okay. Yep. Next Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
Chuck will probably have us on the air a little before that.
Yeah.
At least Facebook Live going.
Mm-hmm. Tune in. Stop by. For goodness sake, stop by. We'd love to see everybody.
Love to see everybody.
And
Santa will be there.
We got candy for the kids.
Santa.
Yep. Sounds great. See you next Wednesday, Jack. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Are you getting ready for the holidays? Let Wayne Street Market be your one-stop shopping headquarters. Whether it's all the fixings for a big meal or just some snacks for an evening get-together with family and friends, they have what you need. They have Marie Callender and Sara Lee frozen pies, and also several varieties of fresh pies, chips, pretzels, and other snacks, lots of varieties of pop and other soft drinks, and a large selection of beer and wine. And don't forget to grab some of their famous store-made cheese balls and a meat and cheese tray so you're ready when friends stop by. Whatever you need to host a party or take along to someone else's party, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 15th from 4 to 7:30. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $10 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and kids 10 and under can eat for free. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual All-You-Can-Eat Fish Fry at the Progressive Sportsman Club on Saturday, January 15th from 4 to 7:30. The Friends of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the Fort Festival of Trees now through December 31st. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees or wreaths that are displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors will vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name of the organization or family will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see the beautiful display at the Fort Festival of Trees, now through December 31st, during regular library hours.
Talk, Bubba, and
Fee. Fee, how you doing, brother?
Awesome, Bub.
Indians got her underway this weekend with a big Jay County game on Saturday, the girls and boys, and then the boys come back in action last night. And the Jay County boys game was a game that was a tale of two.
Couple halves there, or
well,
quarters.
The Indians played as good as we could possibly play the first quarter. Got off to a big lead, 21 to 9, I think, maybe 10.
Something like that, yeah.
Get outscored 17 to 2, quarter two, and then we're battling back. And hats off Jay County. They have a nice ball club. And
they're good.
Yeah, that Dirksen kid's a nice player, and Pearson kid. And
not bad.
No, it was just a tough game. A great atmosphere.
Packed house.
Oh, yeah. Great atmosphere.
Love
big crowd. And, it was fun. It was loud.
Yep.
Yes.
Loud.
Especially one of their fans, especially in the freshman game, was extremely loud.
Yeah, they got fired up.
Yeah, I think Rob said, I'm glad we're not broadcasting the freshman game because they wouldn't have heard me. They'd only heard him.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's right.
That's awesome. Right.
And they always have somebody get fired up. Nothing wrong with
that. Yep.
And then last night, Fee, the boys, Graham,
first time we
played. A W.
Got a W. Graham played hard. They wanted that thing a little more than we did there for a while, I think.
Graham played a lot harder than we did.
Yep. I agree. Gosh darn it.
And And that's concerning.
We never got a lost ball. I mean, we got to get that. You got to get on the floor. A lot of times we kind of just scooted up and they were diving and
yeah.
That stuff, that team didn't want to go away. And that kid, you know, the one kid, Bodie, I can't think of his last name.
McGuire.
Man, he was hot. He was shooting lights out.
Yeah.
Had a quick release, and he could shoot from anywhere.
Landon, the last 4 minutes of the game,
yeah.
We finally said, let's go get this kid. That's enough. And yeah. Landon just absolutely shut him down after that. But, man, we let him open a few times. That kid could shoot.
Tried to deny him the ball, and he still was getting the ball, but Landon wasn't letting him get the shot.
Yep. Well, he never scored a point their first game. So
wow.
Yeah, so I'd say he had a career game. There's no doubt about that.
He was high. He had a hot hand, and
he did.
And they kept making them. And
they weren't bad.
They were a lot better.
They had was pretty good.
I think they were better than what we gave him credit for.
Yes,
possible.
And we just didn't. When we have everything clicking,
yeah.
When we have a nice basketball team,
we do. We have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, but if we ain't going out there and play hard,
yeah.
You know, we can't get beat to loose balls like that. You know, Marion, St. Henry, the Mac schools,
Delphus,
St. John's.
They'll kill you if you don't do that.
Yeah.
If you don't get after it, they're going to get you.
Yeah. And now, I would say if you'd ask Coach Leverett, I know last night he was frustrated on sidelines. Mm-hmm. A couple of balls bounced. They just went and got them, dove after him.
Yeah. And it seemed like their shots, when they missed, they were long. You know, we couldn't get a rebound there for a while. I mean, it was just like, didn't get very good breaks, but. But you make your own breaks, too. You get out there and you play as hard as they did. That's how they stayed in it.
I didn't think much of, I ain't going to say anything about the officiating, but we didn't get any calls.
Sounds like both games we didn't this weekend. Yeah. We're struggling a little bit.
Yeah. But when you get out, when you're hustled, get out and hustle, that makes a difference.
I think it does, too.
Exactly right.
It's hard to get homeward at home.
Yeah. Mm. Friday night, the boys are back in action at home versus Delphus St. John's, and that'll be a good one.
That'll be a good one. Last year, we played pretty good up there, I believe, didn't we?
Yeah, we beat them last year.
Put a pretty good whipping on them, but they'll come down here. I'm sure they're going to be wanting revenge.
They always play hard.
And they play hard, yeah. You know, we start, that factor will be something that Bobby's going to need to deal with this week, the next couple of games of, put a little fire under their butts and let's go. You know,
man, we got some nice players, though.
We do got great players. I tell you what, there's so many weapons there that the Ramble boy in the first quarter and a half, just dominated. I mean, he was just dominating. Got a couple foul calls on him, got frustrated, and then he ended up sitting on the bench, because you get too many fouls on you, and that you can't do any good over there. But he just didn't come back out second half as aggressive either, I don't know that if the officiating kind of scares you a little bit when they call that stuff, but I feel like we got to get the ball to Owen a little bit more. I mean, he's got to get open.
Yeah.
He's got to work a little bit harder to get open, too. I thought Troy Holman came in, gave us a little spark there for a little bit there in the second half.
Was that third quarter when he really dominated for about 3 or 4, 5, 6 minutes?
Yeah.
He played it.
He shows signs, too. Oh, we just have guys like that in Landon Post. I mean, those guys can play.
It's early.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think that's... That kind of stuff's manageable. I mean, that's coachable. You can get that fire under them and get them going. And I'm sure Bob will. I mean, I think those guys will get
Tuesday
them fired
night,
up.
Non-league game.
Yeah, it's hard to get jacked on that.
I agree with
and you kind of we
and
probably,
a team we've
we probably
never
did.
Played and might never play again.
Yeah,
they're nowhere near our same division, so we'll never see them in a tournament. But chances of us seeing them again is pretty slim.
I got a text from Mr. Overla, and he had hand surgery yesterday, and he said, "Tell Neil and Spencey and Fee, I wish I could make it, but I can't. Doctor won't let me drive."
Elbows.
I'm doing fine, but
he should have gotten an elbow drive. He should have gotten a limousine driver and come on over.
Him and Hal McCoy.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd have been perfect.
Maybe have Hal driving.
Yeah. Well, no, probably not a good idea.
No, not good.
Since his eyesight's not so good. But
yeah, it's probably a good
point. We missed
it.
We did. I was hoping
he's
to see
a great guy. I haven't seen him in a while.
Great dude.
Great dude.
And the Indians go to 2-1, and we got Delphus Friday and off day Saturday, and then we're back at it next week. So,
yep.
I love basketball. I love watching, and I love this team.
I do too.
This team will light it up some games.
Oh, we're going to have
Owen and Sale.
And you know that
Patch
came out of the gate. Daniel Patch shot lights out too. I don't know what happened if we didn't get him the ball or he didn't get open enough either. I think sometimes you just get kind of complacent standing there and whatever. But
he can
hard.
Throw up a three. For
he's
sure.
He can. He's big enough for getting off some stuff back. And,
you know, they were getting rebounds, and we are so much bigger than they are. You know, and it was just frustrating, I think, too, that the ball bouncing the way it was bouncing. And
well, they're scrappy as crap. They are they're wrestlers. They're going after.
Yeah. They got after. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They'll push you around. And
it was a good comeback win. Hell, we could have lost that thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, well, we were down probably with 2 minutes to go.
I think we're down five with two and a half minutes to go.
Yeah, it wasn't looking real great, but so what, we fought back, got like you said, got the W. That's a big win.
That's exactly right. Big W, and we'll go get him Friday night. The girls, Fion, continue to struggle a little bit and having trouble scoring. And at Jay County on Saturday against a really good Jay County team.
Yeah, I figured that was going to be a tough one for them. That's a pretty good team. I think they got high expectations for their girls this year.
I think they're ranked 13th in state.
Yeah, they're definitely good.
They're really good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be a tough one. We're going to have to play our best game probably. Then, you know, I think this week the Delphus game will
be a
big game we got to get. Yep. Yeah, we need to get that one. Get going. I think once they get going, they'll be fine.
I'm 100% with you. We got some young kids that can play. We got some seniors that'll be just fine. They just got to get me. Gracie can't make a shot right now, but she will. When she knows she's a confidence is such a huge thing.
It is huge, man. They talked about that. You got to keep shooting it. You just can't stop. And we got a lot of young girls that Holly will have her work cut out there. I mean, you got to get those girls, and once they get okay with in playing in the big time. I mean, they're going from eighth grade to playing against seniors. You know, that's a tough task to do.
I agree. One thing that I liked about Saturday's game, and even though we got beat, you know, but I thought the effort from Whit Rammel was 100%
good.
Yes, I thought she played her ass off on Saturday. I thought she went after the ball. She was aggressive, and I just think that once she is the key,
she can get dialed in.
She can carry.
That's big.
I mean, she's going to, and she, you know, them girls, they had, you know, they're volleyball kids. They are volleyball nuts.
Yeah.
And when you lose a tough game like we lost against St. Henry, and you're heartbroken.
Right.
And then you're asked to come back and play basketball.
Yeah, 2 weeks later, let's go.
A sport that you don't have the passion for.
Yeah.
And like it's volleyball.
Yeah.
It's tough to get back into that flow. You got to get that competitive juice going again. And I think that you'll start seeing.
Oh, I think
and
so.
And I thought Witt's effort Saturday was
good.
Best by far all year. So
she had a pretty nice effort on Saturday night.
Oh, and Les Johnson
halftime shootout.
Free throw shooting. Yeah. Or, three-point shooting from the corners.
She had five of them.
Nice. Yeah,
against Grace, who's generally a pretty, although Grace doesn't shoot from the corner most of the time. She shoots from out on the wing. But Whit made, five out of eight or ten or something like that.
Of course, I wasn't by Gardner. But that night than it was last night.
Last night, we ran out of gas fast.
Yeah, we did. But that's a great deal, Donnie.
I tell you what, that is a great thing.
Les's memory.
What a great thing for Les. He'd love that.
Yeah, can you imagine him down there rebounding with them kids?
Yeah. Well, first of all, he'd say, scoot over a little bit. Yeah. Let me show you how to do this.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
That is one of the greatest things. You know, everybody loved the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. The visitors fans probably cheered for him, or even if we're at another place, the non-Fort Recovery fans were cheering for him at least as much as Fort Recovery was, and we've always cheered for him.
Yeah, I got a lot of video of him on my phone of the fans just going crazy and loving that guy. And, and he is missed. I mean, I miss that guy. Yes.
And we have his picture up here when he was visiting us in the old studio. We got the picture here in the studio.
I got him above my office. Here.
Yeah.
That's a great picture.
Yeah, that's right. Let's take a break. Come right back. We got a quick show tonight, folks. We're going to get out here at a good time. Next week's going to be a late one, and we got a lot of stuff to do. So come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero turn in the industry. Ferris, experience suspension.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Delphus St. John's to take on the Lady Blue Jays in a varsity-only contest starting at 7. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Diana Rammel. Friday, the boys will host the Blue Jays, and it'll be Student Appreciation Night with all Fort Recovery students admitted free from pre-kindergarten through seniors. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game, and it'll be available on the NFHS video. Get to the games this weekend to support our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with Delphus St. John's will be sold tomorrow in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Presale ticket prices are $7 for both students and adults. All tickets at the door will be $8.
Oops. Sorry.
Hey, we're back here,
my
folks.
I forgot.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh. Breaking news.
Bubba has his phone out.
What do you got, Bobby?
They're not good.
Ooh, that ain't good.
Oh. House, Ohio House and Senate. Pass sports betting law. All it needs now.
Well, so you're gonna, you might as well be up, buy a tent now, so you have some place to live while you still have money.
We're gonna have to move. So the money for the gala will go to my sports betting addiction.
Oh no, we figured that was coming.
It did. Yeah, it did. But man, can you imagine sitting here in our phone bill bet? Ain't good.
At any point in time.
Ugh. Ain't good at all. I like having to drive because that makes me stop.
I ain't driving out there. Yeah. It ain't worth it.
Exactly.
It ain't a lock. I'm staying here.
Yep.
Now you're going to be betting on your non-lock games.
Oh, that is not good.
God, sorry, Jody. Jody, it's going to hurt.
I love you, baby, but I might want to put some more money in the account.
Put some money in the account.
Yeah. They said it'd be at least 90 days.
Oh, you're good to go.
Oh, so you'll make it through spring. You can live under the bridge. You can live out in Ambassador Park.
Yeah, once you lose all your money, it's
how about your house?
Hey.
How about Ambassador Park?
Hey. How about with Rocker? You got room for one?
One for one.
Rocker.
How about Ambassador Park?
You know what the even trade on that one is, and you ain't going to like it.
You are a pervert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got issues, don't you?
Only
calls him.
He doesn't have any issues if you're in money problems.
No, that's exactly right. That is exactly right.
He's got the world by the butt.
Yep. So, Spencey, let's go radio. We got tomorrow night. We are 7 o'clock varsity only.
Yep, varsity only. And it is our broadcast because Rob Weaver will never try to climb up that ladder.
Good for him.
I wouldn't either.
Delphus, that goes, that when you're climbing up that, you feel like you're going backwards.
It's unbelievable.
You know, nobody can see this, but you look like.
Can't they set you in the stands?
They can, but so. Then.
I mean, that is.
Well,
bad.
Actually, my understanding is they have new bleachers on that side.
Oh, really?
So, but when if you're sitting in those stands, if you're two rows over for somebody walking up, the whole stands move. So you can't control your mouse on your computer when you're trying to run commercials and everything.
Yeah, move.
But yeah, so we will be doing that. That'll be Diana Rammel and doing the play-by-play.
Good.
And she's going to be awesome as always.
Diana and you?
Probably, and Ava Shane might help us out.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
There you go.
I think I'm going to show Ava how to run the commercials, and you won't have to listen to me anymore.
Well,
perfect.
Yes, it is perfect.
Can she work on Wednesday nights from 8 to 9?
she has religion, so maybe not. But
so you're
but,
still here. Well,
start the show might, later?
She might be able to pop in about 8:30. But yeah, so and then Friday night we were going to be doing that, but Rob. There's a COVID cancellation in Indiana, so Rob's going to be able to do that. And so he's going to be doing it. We'll be simulcasting on Friday night with the boys, and that's student appreciation.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Holly's going to
be
awesome.
That'll
be
fun. That's a great idea by Holly,
yep,
by the way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so. they get all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Yep. It's just fun. And all the kids from pre-K through 12 get in free. And get there early, have fun,
yep.
do stuff together, do stuff separately. Kids get their names drawn out for prizes. Kids get their name drawn out for going out and doing games and stuff out on the court. It's good.
All right, so we will see you guys next Wednesday with a Christmas gala for the Gala Radio.
Can't wait.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, I'm Bob Stalger. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.